And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, Jen, well, we've talked about it for a couple of days now. Everybody's been talking about it, as a matter of fact.
Well, because you saw Michael Phelps on the Olympics. That was the main one. Everybody saw these big purple circles going across his shoulder and down his back. And everybody's like, what is that? Well, it's cupping. And a lot of the Olympic athletes are doing it. But people have been doing this for, 5,000 years. And we thought, we need a professional. We need somebody who knows what they're talking about.
We do, yes. And because most often we don't.
No.
So we leave it to the people who actually know what's going on.
We brought in a professional who knows all about cupping.
All right, let's say good morning to Kathleen Colton. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Thanks for coming into the show, and you've brought your toolbox of goodies here for us. But first off, what is cupping for those who may not know, but they've just seen this on TV now?
Well, you create a bit of a suction cup to pull up the skin away from the muscles, and it allows more flow of the lymph and the blood. It also can release the tension in the muscles, which is part of, I think, why someone like Michael Phelps is doing that, because they talked a lot about how their shoulders have to be loose, you know, commentators, and how so-and-so has a lot of good movement in the shoulders. Well, if those muscles get tightened up, you lose that fluidity of the movement.
Gotcha. And so it's because of the suction is why he has the purple marks on him.
Right. It's kind of like a hickey.
Right.
It is. I mean, seriously, it's exactly. I mean, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You're creating a little blood blister there.
Right.
And what about the releasing of toxins? I've heard that thrown around a lot.
Absolutely. When I work on someone with, say, shingles, you really can see that it pull up the virus and then it can escape. It's not really blood like you would have a bleed, like a cut, but it does bring the blood right up to the surface where it can naturally dissipate through the skin, the pores in the skin.
Now, and some people will do the needle then. We'll poke it with a needle once it's been in to help. Are you?
So we had Rob Schneider on earlier.
Yes,
I heard.
That.
Was he talking about, is that the normal experience?
That's not my normal experience,
okay,
but I've done that. I've done that. And I would do the needles first. The one time I did it, I did the needles first and created more holes in the skin and then put the cups on. And it really literally sucks up the phlegm and the blood out of the body. But normally I don't do that. I did it once. It was messy and painful.
Oh, yeah.
It's painful and messy. So,
remember we were talking about those pimple popping videos the other day.
There you go. Only worse than that. But you don't really necessarily need it. He must have had an old, deep, irritating injury. That's something I would do for someone with a much more extreme injury than what I normally treat.
Gotcha. Interesting. This is an ages-old remedy method. But do a lot of people do it now in contemporary times? Do you have a lot of people who do this?
I do, and it's sort of periodic.
Okay.
So if one technique for me doesn't work, like let's say I'm doing acupuncture needles and that's not working, or it's an inaccessible spot, I might switch over to cups. It depends on how the patient presents themselves.
Hmm. And if someone's coming in for regular cupping, are they coming like once a month, once a week? How often do people do this?
Again, it depends on what they want. Yeah. If they have an injury that they're working on, a lot of times people have old injuries. Let's say it's a frozen shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it might take seeing them once or twice a week for several weeks. And then you spread it out like every other week or once a month until the problem is totally resolved. A lot of it depends on how they present and what the actual problem is.
Now, Brian's problem, you have a sore shoulder.
Right.
Kind of a shoulder injury of sorts.
Did
you actually injure that doing it, or is it just a built-up soreness?
No, I just woke up one day and it was bad.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't have a good story about it.
Right.
I just woke up, and I think it was the progression of years of either sleeping on my shoulder and, carrying a backpack on one arm and one shoulder, that I was just dumb to carry all my equipment in one backpack and do that. And yeah, so it's been about a year that I've been working on this now and trying to get it. But the pain, you know, it stays sore pretty consistently.
And so what will you do for him with that?
Well, if you came into my office, I might start with some massage, which is, I can use a cup for massage, but it's not cupping.
Right.
It's just a tool for massage. Or I might do needles. But since you asked about cupping, I would take the cups and I would put them right on the spots that are bothering you the most. And And I also know where all the muscles are, which is smart, you know, as an acupuncturist, I should know that. And I would move them around and put them in different places to release the tension in the muscles that are causing you a problem.
Look at that. Awesome.
So that's what we're going to try here.
All right. So stand by. We're going to come back. We'll take a break. We'll check traffic. And then we will do some of this. Jen, you also have a place where you might want?
I have general back pain. Like, okay. I don't have a specific area. Sometimes it's upper back, sometimes lower back. Lately, it's been upper. So I'm thinking maybe we'll try something shoulder, upper back region.
Okay.
Cup me.
And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Well, there's a reason I already have my shirt off.
And Shaylee and I are throwing $1 bills at you.
And there's a breakfast burrito in here. It's kind of weird. Why does that happen? It's the show with Jen and Truda. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 10th of August, in the midst of all of the Olympic hoopla that has been going on. The big question has been, what the heck are those marks on those swimmers?
And it was most noticeable, I think, on Michael Phelps because he was the big racer. That was the one to watch.
Yeah.
And he had
giant
purple circles going across his back. And you could still see him last night, although not as well. They were starting to fade, but he does cupping.
Yes.
And so we've brought in a professional who does cupping.
This is Kathleen Colton. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So you explained to us in the last segment kind of what the cupping is and what we have here. What are you? Have the tools kind of laid out. And by the way, for anybody who wants to see this, thanks to Shaylee, we're now live on our Facebook Live page on KC1021 on Facebook. So check out the KC1021 Facebook page. You'll see the Facebook Live here. But what do we have out your toolbox here?
Well, this is an ancient art over 5,000 years old, and originally they used bamboo. I don't use them because they're hard to clean.
Yeah.
Can't really sterilize them. But this is the way they started out, and bamboo can be any size. Then they graduated up to glass.
And that looks like a big light bulb.
It does.
Yeah. Or a candle holder, if you flipped it over. That looks like
a little rolly for a candle holder.
Yeah,
right.
A fishbowl kind of thing.
And these are really good. I use those, but you have to have fire, which I'm not allowed to use in the hospital. And you just
in the studio.
So you light your cotton ball on fire, and you put it in the bowl, and then you have to go really fast. Onto the skin, because you're creating a vacuum.
Yes.
And that's what they used to do. They used to put that
a
flame in there and heat it up.
And I think a lot of people still do that. It's There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I'm not allowed to use fire. They don't trust me with fire.
It seems like there are safer methods, maybe.
Right.
So then they've graduated up to variations on suction cups. So if I put this on somebody, I can suction out the air, or I can use a squeezy one.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Okay.
And it just sucks the skin right up into it.
And it sucks the skin right up. And it depends on the size of it, depends on where you're putting it. So this was actually too big for this part of my body. So I could use a smaller one.
Okay.
So that is it. Mostly people use the plastic because when they fall off, because they do, they don't scare people because if glass one fell off, it could be a problem.
And because I don't have like specific pain, we were going to try one of these just on my arm just so I can see how it feels. So let's go ahead and do that.
All right.
My upper arm. Go ahead and do that up there. I mean, it's so muscular. I don't know if you can find a spot, but... Or it's full of McDonald's breakfast burrito.
All right, so she's attached the cup there. Ooh.
When you see your skin puffed up in it, it's really creepy.
Yeah, it does have that look of...
That's weird.
Just really pulled up, pimply sort of thing.
It just feels like someone's pinching me. Yeah. Like if you just came over and, you know, took your fingers
and
pinched my
skin. How long does this stay on her body?
A lot of it depends on what I'm working on.
Okay.
Since you don't really have a problem, it's really easy to release it. You just lift this up.
The pain is instantly gone.
And you don't even have a mark. I didn't leave it on very long.
Yeah.
So how long I leave it on and how intensely, how much air I pull out determines how much of a mark you're going to end up with.
Now, Truda actually has sincere shoulder pain. He's got some issues. And so those probably need to stay on him longer.
Oh, sure.
You think so?
Give him the deep purple Michael Phelps.
Yeah, that's good. We'll call you Michael.
The deep purple smoke on the water? Is that what's Is that what we're doing?
Should we move over to Truda now?
All right, sure.
Go for it. Load him up because
he
needs help.
Alrighty.
He complains about this shoulder all the time.
I do all the time. Yeah.
Give him the good stuff.
Okay. Do you want me to pull my shirt up?
Now he's taken the top shirt off. The polo is gone. We are down to the t-shirt.
Okay.
We'll start with a little bit of...
Ah, a little massage there.
This is called sliding cups, and I'm doing
any kind of vacuum on there, but I could do it with vacuum.
Yeah.
Put it on with the suction cup and then drag it.
It basically looks like she's dragging a candle holder across your back.
And that feels really good, by the way.
It does. She did that to me during the commercial break. It's fantastic.
For your cupping, let's pull this up. Can you pull your...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to hold that.
Take it off.
All right. So
the shirt's coming up.
Shirt's coming up there. Okay.
All right. So we're going to find a spot that would be a muscle involved.
Okay. She's sucking your skin up into the little
votive. That's weird. That is weird.
And I'm going to give you a nice... Well, I call them hickeys.
Oh, and if you're on the Facebook Live right now, you can see this, what's going on.
Yeah.
But she has this attached to me.
And then there's a different style of cup that is, I just squeeze out the air.
You feel the pinch?
And you can hear the suction, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is glass, and this is plastic.
Okay, glass and
mostly
plastic.
I use the plastic ones. They're easier. They're easier to clean. They're easier to maintain. When they fall off, because they do sometimes lose the suction, they don't break.
And people will come to you for everything from allergies to muscle pain, releasing shingles. I had no idea that this could help with shingles.
It's amazing. I never would have thought of it, but somebody said, well, that's what they use. And so I tried it, and it really does work. Wow. There's not necessarily a cure, but it really helped a lot with managing her pain.
That's some serious pain. My mom's had shingles a couple of times.
It's weird. It's a pinch, but it feels so good.
It releases the muscles. Yeah. It's like you just pull those muscles up until they let go on their own. So you can see why this would be good for someone with frozen shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That's all muscles.
Yeah.
And you said you had a little bit of shoulder stuff going on. So
yeah,
that's why
we're
doing this one.
That's right. That's right. That's perfect.
Well, and he's got to get ready for that 200-meter butterfly tonight. He's got a relay tomorrow.
No, you had the 200-meter buffet is what it was.
Oh.
It's not a butterfly. It's a buffet.
Look, those plates are heavy.
They don't
lift themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Shaylee, can you see the difference in the coloring here? So on the one, it's really purpling up.
Oh. And there it drops off.
And that's what happens.
Yep.
If you break her equipment, we have to pay for that.
I know, right? Just charge it to Jen.
Oh, people are asking questions.
Okay, question from Facebook Live. How much is the cupping?
How much is a session?
What I charge is for a session, and I charge $60 for an hour.
Oh, wow, that doesn't seem bad at all.
There are other people that charge more, or if you don't need as much time, you know, sometimes it's a less amount for a lesser amount of time.
Yeah.
And if it's more money, if it's more time. It doesn't usually take that long. This is cupping you don't usually leave on for a long time.
Yeah.
A few minutes. It's really unusual to leave it on longer than like 5 minutes. If you leave it on too long, you can damage the skin.
I'll pay you $60 to rub that candle on me for a couple of minutes.
Let's
like
turn around, let Facebook
releases.
See.
Okay.
It's not very deep, but I mean, you're not going to be.
Do I have the Michael Phelps circle?
You've got a little bit of one where on this side that I can see.
Okay.
I can't see your back.
Not too bad, huh?
Let's do another one.
You might need to do that to him until like 10 o'clock, until the show's over, because he cries about this shoulder pain every day.
Oh, good. Great. Excellent. All right. Well, so we've attached here. The Facebook Live is on. We're going to take a break. We're going to see how this works.
Yes. The cupping process is in motion.
And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right. We're back on the show, 8:47 with Jen and Truda on Wednesday, the 10th of August. If you have been watching our Facebook Live during the course of the last few songs and the commercials that we played, we did the major cupping stuff on my shoulder.
And now how do you feel? What is the result? Because you had those on for probably 10 minutes.
I feel amazing. I think it's great. Kathleen,
seriously,
that was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was amazing. I mean, you really don't. I feel, again, as I said on the Facebook Live video, it's one half of my body where the cups were that feels all loose and free.
On the
and
right
all
side.
Right, I'm ready to go. And then my left side's kind of like the normal Truda I woke up with this morning.
Wow. And that was after just 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't take very long. And in my clinic, I would probably have made a point of doing a little bit on the other side to make you feel more balanced. But this way, you really can feel the difference between your old regular side and your new regenerated side.
Yeah, it is amazing. So, and then explain one more time for people. So we're talking this morning with Kathleen. She came in. We were talking all about the cupping that the Olympians have done and the reason why they have those purple, you know, circles on their bodies. and this is why. And what has that done for me now? It has drawn up the toxins in blood. What went on?
Yes, it's drawn the skin up, and in your case, it grabbed onto the muscles too.
Okay.
So it pulled the muscles tight, and in doing that, the muscles relax. It's counterintuitive because now you've pulled this like doing an isometric exercise, and then you relax.
Yeah.
It also pulls up the space from this between the skin and the muscles, allows more free flow of the lymph system. And because it's pulling up the muscles in the suction, it also moves the blood around. So a lot of that blood now comes to the surface, which is why you have those lovely spots.
Yeah, yeah. And Jen, you think it looks like the Michael Phelps? It looks like what happened?
The smaller one closer to your neck is very Michael Phelpsy
because
it's a little smaller. It's a darker purple. The other one, not quite as dark, but yeah.
Yeah.
And aside from that, I couldn't tell. I thought you were Michael Phelps. When I walked over.
Oh, I'm sure.
I really.
You're like, the body type is the same.
This could be Ryan Lochte.
Just amazing.
No, it's true.
Wrong color hair for Ryan Lochte.
Right.
Yeah.
You walk in tomorrow with white hair and we'll all know.
Well, this is great.
Facebook Live had a couple of very good questions, Kathleen. First off, how much would it be and how often would you suggest somebody go through a treatment?
Well, for me, an individual session is about an hour,
and
I charge $60.
Okay,
other practitioners might charge more, and they might have a shorter or a longer session. It just it depends on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't leave the cups on for 60 minutes. You saw that 5-10 minutes is usually enough. I tend to move them around, so I might leave them on for five to 10 minutes, and then move them to another location.
Yeah,
and I usually do other modalities in conjunction with the cupping. So
a little massage maybe, a little cupping.
Little acupuncture maybe, but not the kind that Rob Schneider was talking about. Not that kind.
Right, again, yeah.
Or he's
kind of an extreme case.
He was an extremist.
Bite on a towel because it hurts so bad.
That's what he said.
Yeah. He did, and it's not. I've never had anybody have to bite on a towel. They've threatened, but at any rate. So, yeah, that's what I charge.
Uh-huh.
And how often? Probably about once a week.
Okay.
You know, once you've done the release, that may be all you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or you come back later and you clean up. You know, anything you're learning how to do new, which is this, muscles learning how to relax, sometimes you have to remind it later on. But some people might go twice a week, depends on the situation.
And if they want to get a hold of you in particular and find out how this happens, how can they do that?
Call me at 816-822-0500.
Kathleen Colton, thank you so much for the past. It's been amazing getting to learn about this and what happens. And you've been a great teacher. And thank you so much for coming up to play with us.
Well, you're welcome. This has been fun.
It has been fun.
What I do. You know, it's just so much fun to help people and, you know, put the cups on and see them get better. Like your shoulder's better, right?
It is. No, I feel great.
Well, and
this
I'm excited.
Awesome.
Like next time one of us gets the flu or a really bad cold, I seriously want to try this and see
hello,
how
Natalie.
That works. I know. Natalie's been really sick, but now she's better. But
yeah,
I'd like to try this and see how that works.
It works real well with the colds and flus and muscle complaints. Those are like two main ones.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good people learn. It's not just a joke. I mean, this isn't the punchline.
Right.
There's a reason why these Olympians rely on this. Or use this in their toolbox of getting better, and it can work for you as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Kathleen, thank you very much.
And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I'm telling you, Jen, we got to do this before I fall asleep completely.
You already have twice. In all seriousness, so Truda's on the other side of the desk from me, and I can't really see your face because you're kind of leaning back in your chair, and all of a sudden I hear... No, I'm up. I'm awake. Starting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That fault.
I am so relaxed now after the cupping treatment this morning. I'm so relaxed.
Twice. I heard the snore and the, no, I'm awake. It's okay.
Just want to fall asleep now and just be done with it. This was so good.
So we need the cupping every night at like 10 o'clock. She can just come over, come to our house.
Maybe 8, actually, so I can get to bed a little earlier.
Do some cupping.
That was really good. Really amazing. Well, we learned a lot this morning on the show. We talked to Rob Schneider. He's going to be, by the way, at the KC Improv at Zona Rosa starting on Friday night. And he has himself gotten the cupping.
He's been cupping for 15 years.
And really extreme cupping because he set us up. And that was interesting. We talked to Rob about 7:30 this morning. He's on the set of the new Adam Sandler film, which is cool. But he says, it hurts. It's going to kill you. It's going to just look awful.
I have to bite down on a towel because it hurts so bad.
That's what he said.
And I thought, man, I'm not prepared for this.
This is not what anybody else described at all.
No, but for us, it felt like a pinch. Someone was just pinching your arm.
Yeah. And I really suggest you watch the Facebook Live video. Again, Kathleen Colton was our person who came in, and her number is 816-822-0500. And she does all sorts of great stuff there, too.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.